Hey there, and welcome to the first episode of the Reading the Bible Responsibly podcast. I'm really grateful you joined us for this discussion. My name is Josh Kincaid. I serve the Memorial Road Church of Christ in Oklahoma City as adult education minister. I've been here since 2008, and I'm really grateful for the ways I get to serve and teach and the people I get to work with. I'm interested in this topic as a Christian educator of being a responsible reader of Scripture. And so in my role here at Memorial Road, I have taught some classes on this, both in person and online. And I take very seriously the admonition to Timothy in the second letter to Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15, where Timothy is told to be a worker who does not need to be ashamed and one who correctly handles the word of truth. I think it's important to correctly handle the word of truth. And so I study that. I teach on that. I'm around a lot of people who take that very seriously and who are interested in this subject as well. This podcast is going to dive into that topic. But first, I want to say a word about the stance that I'm going to take here and the attitude that I have. We're going to take a humble stance with this podcast. And what I mean by that is we're not going to be dunking on people and making fun of things and laughing at ways people read the Bible that seem strange. We're going to talk about those things, but not with an eye toward putting others down or making fun of groups who do things differently. We're going to be humble and gracious as we discuss different topics in Scripture that might need some tweaks on our end to read more responsibly. The format for this podcast is going to be, I'm calling it, maybe oddly, bite-sized deep dives. I know that sounds weird to put those together. How can you do a deep dive in a bite-sized time? But what I mean is, whereas some of the classes I've taught in the past have been like broad overviews of all of Scripture, where we try to move through different big chunks of the Bible within like a 10 or 12 week period, each of these episodes is going to be 5 to 10 minutes. It's going to be devoted to one topic or one verse, and we're going to name the issue. We'll talk about why it matters. And we'll talk about how a responsible reading can not just make us right, but more faithful. Because our goal is not just to be right and show others how they're wrong. That's not really a faithful goal. The goal is, how do I draw closer to God through a more responsible reading of Scripture? So with all that said, let's dive into today's topic, which is God's name is not God. This came out of a class I was teaching a few weeks ago. We were dealing with the call of Moses in Exodus chapters 3 and 4. And you may be aware that often in Scripture, when God calls someone into service, this person will raise an objection or maybe two. Moses raises 5, which is much higher than average and is worthy of attention. In God's answer to Moses' second objection, God reveals his name. So if you go to Exodus chapter 3, verse 13, here Moses begins his second objection by saying, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites: 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name you shall call me from generation to generation.'" God reveals his name there in verse 15. Now, your English Bible will probably say something like, "The Lord, the God of your fathers." But when you see "Lord," it's probably small caps, and the English letter equivalent would be YHWH, and the best pronunciation we can get in English is Yahweh. Now, there are some interesting things going on there with the vowels, which we won't get into in this podcast, but this name was written so as to make it actually hard to pronounce. Your King James Bible, if you have that, will sometimes say Jehovah, which is kind of close, not quite there. There's a reason for why they do that as well. But the bottom line is, God's name is not God, it is Yahweh. So the God of Israel has a particular name. And this class member, when I pointed that out, responded with surprise and gratitude and said, "Oh, so I don't have to be angry anymore every time I see the word God with the lowercase g, as though someone is trying to show disrespect." And I said, "No, that's exactly right. We should always respect God and all the words used for God. But God, that actual word, is a generic term that just means deity. And other cultures use that to refer to their deities all throughout Scripture, even now. It's not the particular name of the God of Israel. It's not the particular name of the God that Christians worship. I know all this can be confusing, especially when we're trying to deal with it translated into our own language, like our English Bibles. But here's just a quick rundown of how you can know what's what in your English Bible. If you see the word God, that's just the generic word. If you see Lord in small caps, that's the name Yahweh. If you see Lord without the small caps, it's basically the word for sir. It's just a term of respect. You can see this worked out in Judges chapter 6, verse 13, when Gideon is working out his call. And he says, in his objection, "Pardon me, my Lord," Gideon replied, "but if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us?" Now, if you've got that in front of you in English, you'll see that the first Lord does not have small caps, and that's just the Hebrew word for sir or master. It's just a term of respect. The second Lord, where he says, "if the Lord is with us," that's in small caps, and that's the name Yahweh. So this is Gideon talking to someone he doesn't recognize as Yahweh, just as a, you know, in his case, an angel or a messenger, where he says, "pardon me, sir, but if Yahweh is with us." If you're more interested in this topic, you should go to BibleGateway.com and choose as your translation the Names of God Bible. It's put out by Baker Books. It's one of the translations available in that drop-down menu. I'll put a link in the show notes. I don't know much else about this translation to say any more about it or whether it's accurate or what the quality of it is, but what it does do is it gives the accurate titles when appropriate, even in English. So it removes some of that obscurity. Here's a couple of examples. In Exodus 3:15, if we go back to the story of Moses, here's how it renders that passage. "Again, Elohim," that's the word for God in Hebrew, "again, Elohim said to Moses, this is what you must say to the people of Israel, Yahweh of your ancestors, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." So it's a little funky sounding because we're not used to those words in the middle of an English sentence, but it tells you exactly what word is getting used in Hebrew so you can know. Or we can go to Judges 6:13 in this Names of God translation. Here's how it's rendered there. "Gideon responded, 'Excuse me, sir, but if Yahweh is with us, why has all this happened to us?'" So again, you can see there it translates that generic word as sir, but then when God's name shows up, it says Yahweh. Here's one reason why this matters and how we can be more faithful. We can avoid getting in fights or disagreements or being offended over English capitalization, which, by the way, the Hebrew doesn't even have. So when we see God written with a lowercase g, we don't have to assume that there's some sort of disrespect to a deity going on there. That's just a generic word. And so now that we know what God's name is, we can know what it's not. Another reason why this matters, I think this actually can cause us to worship more deeply. What we realize is that God has revealed his very name to us lowly humans. I think this is a remarkable act of vulnerability, a remarkable act of self-disclosure for God on high to reveal not just his qualities, but his very name to his creation. And for that, I think we can be very grateful. Our very next episode is actually going to be on a related topic. So if we know what God's name is and is not, what would it mean to use God's name in vain? I mean, this is one of the big Ten Commandments. We should know what it means and how not to do it. So we'll cover that in our next episode. Thanks so much for listening. I'm really grateful that you're tuning in to this podcast. I hope that you'll take a minute to share this with one or two people you think might enjoy it. I hope that you'll subscribe so you can get these. I hope that you'll leave a review after you've listened to a few and really help get the word out. I'm really grateful for your time here, and we'll see you next episode.